Patient name, Lori O'Neill, O-N-E-I-L, period, new paragraph. Patient, date of birth, 2-15 of 63. Date of service is 2-21 of 23. This is a 60-year-old female patient here with complaint of bilateral ear pain. Also, sinus pressure, sinus pain. She complains of getting migraines as well, and also believes she has a possible bladder infection. She has those before. She feels some very mild discomfort when she urinates. However, no overt burning upon urination. There was no increase in urinary frequency or odor as well. She stated this morning that when she had to urinate, it took her some time to get started doing that, and associates that with prior symptoms of urinary tract infections as well. Period, new paragraph. No other symptoms brought forth today. Blood pressure 124 over 85, pulse 100, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 98%, current weight 110, allergies to penicillin. Current medications reviewed for bipolar, medical history, bipolar and migraines, chronic UTI, surgical history, negative social history, one half pack cigarettes on a daily basis. Occasionally will drink alcohol socially. Labs today include a urinalysis, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented. She interacts well with me today. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, mild tympanic membrane, erythema bilaterally, oral pharyngeal area, postnasal drip. Period, new paragraph. Oral mucosa, moist, neck is soft, no thyromyoglobinomasis, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, remainder of exam, unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. For bilateral tympanic membrane erythema, otitis media, and sinusitis. Also for a mild urinary tract infection, she did have blood trace amount in her urine today. We will prescribe Keflex 500 milligrams three times daily for 7 days, number 21, period, new paragraph. Headache and migraines, Motrin 800 milligrams three times daily as needed, number 30, period, new paragraph. Patient has to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Monitor symptoms and return to clinic as needed.